but she said I had a nondescript accent for Americans.
Oh, okay.
So yes, I guess I do have a little bit more of a universal.
But I think accent. Because of how you look, you have to sound a little Southern.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, we'll have to work on that.
No, yeah. I'm just saying. No, howdy. You have to work on it if you want to cross. If you want to get back.
I am American.
I mean, I don't know.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, like you sound like you have a problem.
Hello, welcome to Stand By with JJ and Francisco. Francisco over here.
What's up? You look like a Canadian country singer.
I'm trying to re-Canadianize. I'm trying because I'm heading home.
Is there country singers in Canada?
There is. Yeah, there's. Well, Shania Twain.
Oh yeah, but I thought she came to the U.S. and became a country singer to be. But I'm saying, is there country music in Canada? Like the
country
same
country music is huge
in Canada.
Huge in Canada,
but it's the same as in the U.S.
I would say so. Yeah, I would say. Do you think is country music like the number one genre? Probably.
Unfortunately, I don't know.
Like maybe not in the liberal coasts. But,
I don't know.
In middle.
But America? I'm just asking, like, because country music is very American. I was saying, but it's the same as in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely have country bands, and yeah, we definitely have very similar culture.
Okay.
I
know it's very similar, but...
Yeah. No, last time I was home in Nova Scotia, which is where I'm going, so that's what I was going to say. I'm trying to re-Canadianize.
Yeah. When was the last time you went there?
But this is Vancouver Canucks, and I haven't been home for like 2.5-3 years. So because of this global pandemic...
Okay.
Not allowing me to sneak across the border because you can't go back to Canada or anything like that. So I'm going. I'm technically there right now because we're pre-recording this episode. So hopefully, not to break the fourth wall too much, but hopefully I am currently in Canada.
If you don't get deported.
If I don't get deported. Yeah.
I mean, actually, you want to get deported because then you go back to Canada.
A good point. Yeah. If I fail to get across the border, maybe I can get deported.
It'd be funny. I'd be like, no, we're going to send you to Mexico. I'm like, but why?
By the way, United States Immigration, please don't deport me. Please allow me to go back to Canada under my own free will, do some shows.
No, you're here legally.
I am 100% here. I am. Is it just me or did Francisco kind of go up at the end there like it was a question? Yeah. You're here legally?
It's funny because I love talking about that because that's a thing that most Americans don't even know or even think about because we went through this whole like green card, all this other stuff that Americans, they have no idea.
It's quite a pain in the ass,
And it's a pain in the ass. We're having fun with it, but I remember like even like when I was going through the process, I was like, I couldn't travel or come on, just go to cross the border. I'm like, no, I don't want to. I'm in the process. Fuck that.
I know, like, right? I have anxiety over going to Canada. I mean, I'd like to talk about that in a second, but I wanted to tell you there was one time. So I'm currently on my third visa. I'm legit U.S. immigration. I'm currently on my third visa.
And your fourth MasterCard.
But on my fourth what?
MasterCard.
my fourth actress. Anyway, on the cusp of my second visa, I believe. So probably about 4 years ago, I was coming back into America. This is an example of when you can just get slammed with something you didn't see. Because I had even been in contact with my lawyer and I was starting a renewal process of the second visa and all that kind of stuff. Thank God it's in the rearview window now because it was really stressful because I arrived. Because you're at the will of the agent.
That's the thing. It's
that
like
you get.
It literally, like, if you think about, like, so people will understand. It's like if you go to, let's say to traveler, because it's obviously when you go to traveler and you go to the counter, and either you get somebody that's really cool and really easy, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, sure. I want to change flights. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. And then you get the other person who's like, no, we got to do this. We got to show me this. You got to. And that's literally what happens. And every time you come to the U.S. and you go through immigration and you're not an American citizen, they, it's like, you gotta be, you got, you, hopefully you get somebody that's gonna be, but if not, they're gonna send you to the little room and they're gonna stay you through, and you, you lose your transfer.
So
your
dude, I've been to the little room. Yeah, I was the only white guy. I was the only white guy in the little room of about, there was probably about 40 of us.
Yeah. I've been to the little room too.
So, and the day that I went to, this is what I was going to tell you about. I'm coming back. I was coming from England. I had already been here though for an entire visa. I already had my apartment and my car and everything in here in Los Angeles.
And your wife.
I'm coming in.
No, I'm kidding. And, I'm joking. That's a joke. That's a joke.
My fiance. And so I came in and I had 3 weeks left on the visa at this point. And my lawyer said, yeah, just come in. We'll get the renewal. It'll be everything's
and you have an artist visa, right? You have, right?
Yeah, an O-1 visa. Yeah, alien of extraordinary ability. So 3 weeks left. So I'm here in LAX coming into the thing, and the immigration officer wouldn't accept 3 weeks. He literally was like, that's not enough for me. And they went and put me in that room, and then he came to have a special meeting with me, and I had to sit there, and he goes, you only have 3 weeks left. And I went, my lawyer said that would be fine. And he just got angry. He went, your lawyer's not here right now. Yeah. Is he? What are you? It's like, holy shit, what's happening?
Jeez.
They detained me for like 4 hours. I just sat there, right? Luckily, too, because they're supposed to take your phone away. Oh. But they didn't take my phone. They noticed it about 2 hours in. And so I was texting.
While you were playing games.
Texting my lawyer, going, what the fuck's going on? He doesn't like 3 weeks or anything. And I was like, holy shit. Lawyer said, you know, you should be fine. You should be fine. And I'm like, well, it's not. This is not fine. And then the guy came out and sat me down again. And he goes, now, just for context, I haven't lived in Canada since the late 90s, right? Like, I go home to Canada, but I moved to Great Britain in 1999, right? So my whole life in Britain started in 1999, and then I moved here. Although I am Canadian, and I go to Canada lots, I haven't been a resident. So he brings me back to the table, and he goes, Montreal, Vancouver, or Toronto? And I went, what?
Hockey teams?
What? He goes, you're being deported. What's your choice? Montreal, Toronto, or Vancouver?
That's crazy. That's not even from there.
None of those. He goes, well, what Canadian city? I was like, well, no, I don't. I don't live there. And he's like, well, you got to pick one of them. And I was like, I don't know what to.
Yeah.
The hell? And so I had, he gave me time to go sit and stew again for a bit.
Yeah.
And a female immigration officer came over to me.
Wait, what? First of all, before you finish, what happened if you would have said Aruba, Jamaica?
I would have been nice. can you imagine you getting a free holiday? Just can you send me to Hawaii? Oh, that's so
okay. So then, what happened?
So this female officer came over to me, and she just goes, "Look, just tell him that you want." Because I guess it was because I was doubling down.
He likes you. Just tell him that he looks nice.
Tell him you want to go to dinner.
Come on. So and just
she
dinner.
Said, she said, "Just tell him that you want to collect up your things, and you'll go. You'll get your car, and you'll drive to Canada."
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, really? And she goes, yeah, stop talking about your lawyer and stop talking about how you know things are okay. Yeah. And I probably did do once more. I probably said to her, but it should be okay. Shouldn't? And she was like, just shut up.
Yeah.
This guy wants to make your life hell.
Yeah.
So then she went away, and I was, so I took her advice, and the guy summoned me over again, and he goes, what do you have to say for yourself? Kind of thing. And I went, look, I just want to go and collect my things and get in my car, and I'll drive up to Vancouver this week. And then, so he gave me a holiday visa. Mm-hmm. So I got the 2 week holiday, which allowed me in. And then I was calling my lawyer and my manager from LAX, just freaking out.
Yeah.
And I had my 2 week holiday visa. But then so what I ended up doing was I booked a flight to Vancouver.
Oh, so you did go.
Well, in order to get the stamp, you can only get the stamp
in Canada
when you cross the border. When you come in. So
you had to, you went, he let you in, but then you had to go back out and then to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had to fly to Vancouver.
That's like a fucking, like being in a club and be like,
I know, right?
Sorry, you gotta get out, but I'm already in. He's like, no, you need this stamp. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so he gave me like the 2 weeks or whatever. It was right around this time of year too. I feel this is a cursed time of year to, because I remember it was September. He gave me that 2 weeks, so then I had to book the flight. They got me the new visa.
Yeah.
And I did Vancouver in the middle of the night. And they don't even ask, they don't ask anything. Once I went to Vancouver and literally 6 hours in Vancouver and then came back over the border, got the stamp again.
There's no chain or anything. There's no like, hey, weren't you in shit
a couple weeks
that's
ago?
That's what the thing. That's like, the thing that I think is just bad. I don't think like it depends on one person that they like you or not, because you could remind them of like, of their ex, why, you know, whatever. And it's like, now they're going to like, you know, be an, I mean, I remember I had the same thing.
And I knew about this with a passport. It happened to me with a passport once in Britain. I was going to take, I was going to go to Holland from Scotland, actually. There was I think it was Newcastle. There's a ferry from Newcastle. And I hadn't checked my passport and it was expiring in like a month. And that they wouldn't let me out. Oh, well, they were like, we want you to have, they want like
eight plus months
on your. So I learned, I learned that, but I thought with a visa, like if a visa is still good for 3 weeks, I thought it's still, same kind of, I gotta adapt. I feel like I gotta adapt the same kind of thinking, because what that officer was saying, like 3 weeks isn't good enough for me. Well, it's good enough for me.
But it's also the attitude. Like he could tell you all that stuff and be more chill about it. Not like you don't need to show like, like make you like, you know, like you're gonna be miserable. You know what I mean?
Just
like,
wanna make
and
you
also
shit
like
yourself.
Pick a city. I'm like, I'm not even from there. Like,
I know that was what like, was really, I was like, can you deport me to London? But overall, you don't want to get deported at all, because even if it's their mistake, there's no way
then
to ever prove it.
Yeah,
it'll always, it'll never look like, so I'm just glad I avoided all that shit. Because even if they'd have sent me back to London and I would have been happy, I could have done.
And you know who was that lady who helped you? You know who?
I don't know.
Her name was Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, my guardian angel. My guardian angel just telling me. Well, that's, I want, speaking of Alanis, look, we made the connection.
Where's she from?
She's, I don't know. Oh, yeah, she's from Ontario in Canada. I've been to her house.
I bet she hasn't got any deportation issues.
I think she's got an anchor baby anyway. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
She's got a baby here?
Yeah, she lives here and has children.
Well, so, but I'm saying also, like, once you get to that level of fame.
Once you get an anchor baby, that's...
But also, when you get to that level of fame, they're like, they give those visas, like, free cookies, you know? Like, man, like... Because, like, that's what's funny, too.
At no point could a stand-up comic swan through the airport and go, I'm too famous to be denied.
I mean, that's like, I mean, any celebrities, that's why they can live anywhere in any part of the world.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, yeah, come in, you know.
Especially if they're going to buy houses and
Well, yeah,
money,
if you bring in money, too. I mean, but
But I want to talk about Canada. So I got this trip coming, which hopefully I'm there right now. Our lovely audience at home, I should be there right now. But the reason why this is stressful is in some ways it's reminding me of like risks that we have to take as comedians when we have to outlay a lot of money, like when you're doing a festival or something
where you,
and you have to spend $10,000
to be
in the festival and to buy all these things, and then you have to scrape it back with ticket sales.
But why
I've spent so much money on this Canadian tour and like the flights.
Oh, because you're doing a tour. You're not just going to go see your family.
I'm going to see my family, and then I'm also doing dates all around the Maritimes. Come and see me if it is probably tonight. The show is probably like this weekend because I should.
Where are you performing?
I'm doing Halifax Yuck Yucks and New Brunswick. I think it's called the Punchline in New Brunswick and a whole bunch of one-nighters around the Maritimes.
But why are you spending money?
But, well, I just mean because I've had to buy flights plan for car rentals and all these precautions. But it feels stressful because the world can go wrong again. It feels like the money could disappear because you have to test negative for a COVID. So you have to prove that you're vaccinated.
Yes.
I am. This is in order to get across the borders, by the way.
Well, you are? You believe in that shit? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. It's a different podcast. Don't worry about it.
But
I got triggered, man.
You have to get a negative test 72 hours before.
No, I mean that when I came from Italy.
Super stressful, isn't it?
When I came from Italy, well, first of all, you have to show your vaccine or that you have a negative test to travel. I mean, but then when you go in Europe, it's like you need the vaccine to just do anything because they ask it for it.
Everywhere you go.
It's called the green pass. They go like green pass. You can't, I mean, like you could be there, but you're not going to be able to do anything.
And is the green pass, is it like an app on their phone or something?
Yes, it's an app on their phone, which over there you can just show the CDC white card or you can, I also had the app thing in the phone, but like. But then to come back, we had to get also a test to travel back, and so it's like it's all this test that you have to do.
So this is ours is called Arrive Can. So you got to do this thing.
Okay.
Which is called Arrive Canada.
To put all your info there.
And you got
to
put all your info there. You have to upload evidence that you've been vaccinated. Yeah. But I still feel that shit can just turn south and it's out of my control.
But it's out of your control.
So at this point, I'm like, because I have funerals and friends and family, and then now this tour.
Yeah.
I just want it to all go smoothly, and I want to return home and just or return here. Sorry, in a few weeks.
Well, it is your home.
Just be happy, maybe with a new belt to show you or something. But that's
how long are you gonna travel for?
It's about 3 weeks.
Okay, so it's not bad.
Three weekends, a few one nighters and stuff, and then.
So Canada's not doing it because I heard Canada was very strict with the whole thing that you had to do like quarantine.
Very strict.
So you have to do the quarantine because I feel
they've taken away quarantine.
Yeah, if you're vaccinated,
but it could come back.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. So that's what I mean. Like, if they brought back quarantine rule, then there goes my first 2 weekends. Of shows and stuff. And also just probably everything.
Yeah.
Like I'd have to, because you're not allowed to quarantine.
Well, that's called life, JJ.
Is it?
Yeah.
Quarantining?
No, I mean, when shit happens.
Oh, when shit happens.
Randomly, that's out of your control. Like that could happen without being a pandemic or not.
But never leaving for a tour or leaving for a
destination. Because it could happen. You could get sick, you know.
Of course, but you won't get denied, you know. But in this...
Yeah, no,
climate.
I mean, it's a little...
I don't want to sneeze in the airport, especially around Canadians, because Canadians are super cautious.
But you
just
have your vaccine. All you got to do is just show your vaccine, right?
Show your vaccine, but you also have to test negative on a test.
Oh, to travel?
Yeah.
Like,
so you have to get tested 72 hours.
Rapid test or PCR?
Well, you can do either, as long as you have the evidence.
Well, you have to find out, because sometimes they don't accept...
They don't accept rapid tests?
Sometimes,
because
rapid tests sometimes they're not as accurate. So sometimes they ask for the PCR. So just make sure that you...
Well, I've got my appointment. So I got an appointment.
But you make sure that... what I'm saying, make sure that... Because you don't want to get there and be like, this is not the PCR test. And then,
no, it's...
And the PCR takes longer.
Yeah, no, this is not legit. Yeah, it's a very legit...
I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying.
I do. I understand. I understand what you're saying.
No, there's different... But the PCR takes longer.
Yeah, it takes... It takes...
2 or 3 days.
Oh, I think they still would tell you the next day.
Well, I don't know, but like the rapid one tells you in 20 minutes.
Yeah, but also you can self-administer the rapid one.
Yeah, but I'm just saying some people don't accept that.
All right. Yeah, I know. This is definitely full-fledged clinic. It's the one down... I'm going to the clinic down on Selma. Got my appointment.
All right.
But I'm worried about a lot of things. Like it's literally 72 hours before.
Well,
you
I was
have to
worried
get tested
too
when you touch down in Nova Scotia.
Oh,
it
really?
It just feels like a lot can go wrong, but I know it's overthinking.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But I mean, as long as you're tested good to go, it's fine because you're not going to get...
Yeah.
I don't think you can, you know, you'll be fine for those couple...
I know, because it's also my birthday the night before I go.
That's true.
So I'll be having dinner with you, so...
Yeah, but I've been tested.
You better stay clean.
I've been tested a while. I've been tested a lot too because I had to travel back and then I had to do this other audition thing. I had to get tested and So I've been... And I have to do another test on Thursday tomorrow because of another taping thing that I'm doing. So
really,
so you'll be
it's not stopping it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, I don't care. I mean, like for me, like yeah, it's good to know that.
Yeah,
you know that.
Imagine if everybody got vaccinated. How much easier life would be.
Different. I think we wouldn't. You know, things would move a little quicker.
Yeah,
in sense, but
it's a hell of a journey because I'm going up to Vancouver. And then, you need multiple evidence. So Canada's been divided up into sections as well. Like, so the Maritimes, where I'm from, where my family is, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, New Brunswick, they're self-contained. They're a self-contained bubble. So they're allowing people to travel. But the other provinces aren't. You're not allowed to go between provinces and stuff. You have to stay in
feels
like walking on eggshells a little bit.
But
and,
once you're there,
you
you're
know,
fine.
I'm sure it's just an apprehension. I've never had to worry about something like this before. Worried about
something
going
wrong. There's a lot of things
that
we now have to... Like, even when I was traveling in Italy, I had to, like, coming back, I was like, I hope I'm not, you know, me or my girlfriend not... Because also, like, I was like, at least you're in Canada, you're in your, you can stay with your family. Like for me, I was like,
yeah,
where the fuck am I gonna stay for 2 weeks in Italy? Like,
exactly.
I mean, what do you? I mean,
you,
like,
do you, and you'd have to buy a hotel.
And you
to,
yes, and like you pay all that stuff. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I
well, see, well, in Canada, that, but that's the thing too.
Do they pay for that?
No, you're not in Canada. You're not allowed to quarantine with family. You have to quarantine at a hotel.
But do you have to pay for that, or do they pay for that?
And I think you'd have to pay.
That's crazy.
Hopefully.
I
yeah,
mean, I'm
know.
Like, if you're going to make me quarantine, I mean, at least pay for
it. Well, that's
hotel.
What I mean. The swing on this trip, the swing, if anything goes wrong, this the trip can swing very negatively. Like, yeah. It should be financially gainful for me to be going on tour. But if something goes wrong, if I have to quarantine for 2 weeks, or if they change the rules,
yeah.
anything like that, or if
well,
I can't
then,
go to the next province to do shows, then it'll swing to the... negative.
But what happened if you test positive for gonorrhea?
For party energy.
Huh?
If I test positive for gonorrhea, then I don't think I'm allowed to leave the airport. That's one of the ones that's
wait,
on
what?
The... That's on the American...
Really?
Yeah, on the American green card thing. You're not allowed to have... I don't... Which is weird.
But who's testing for gonorrhea at the
America.
Airport?
America tests... America... You can't have on your green card application. They test you for gonorrhea.
Okay, but like, but I'm saying like, it's not like you get to the airport and you get tested for gonorrhea.
Definitely not. No. Yeah. That's. I certainly hope not.
Well, you
it's
never
a bit.
Know.
Yeah. Well, check your sources. If you're getting off an airplane and somebody's beckoning you into a corner, going, "Come on, I got to test you for gonorrhea," then I would say it's suspicious. So watch
ain't
out.
No swab.
So
ain't
yeah, no, you got it. But you do. So it's a long journey, and I'm always. I never feel good when I get off. Well, I feel good, but I. You can catch a cold on an airplane,
not
obviously.
Yet. But I think
everybody's got that circulated air shit.
But I,
going
actually,
on.
I think it's and, healthier now because now you have to wear the mask. So now,
right.
like, it's less of a chance for you to catch anything. In
That's
a, in
true
a,
too.
And
I'm
the,
gonna be
and
super
the filters
cautious.
Are better.
I'm gonna be super cautious even after I get. So my transfer's in Vancouver. So I'm flying LA to Vancouver. And then I'm flying all the way across Canada through the night and landing in Nova
Oh, yeah,
because
Vancouver's to in
Vancouver's
the
West Coast.
That's right.
Basically, I'm going further than Seattle to Maine.
Yes.
You know, or Seattle to Boston or whatever whatever gives you guys the reference that you need.
Or you can just say
to
LA to Vancouver.
Well, LA to Vancouver is only 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
That's just up the coast. But I was just saying, like, but if you went Seattle to Maine.
Okay.
Whatever. Like, I'm going coast to coast. Who the fuck... If any of our fans out there don't understand what we mean by coast to coast.
No.
But,
I mean, I think that's fine. I mean, like...
So, yes, I'm going to be super cautious.
Yeah.
But I am always concerned. That circulated air in the airplanes and stuff. So you have to present a lot of evidence when you get to Vancouver. So I'll do all the Canadian evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then get on that airplane. And Nova Scotia is easier. Nova Scotia's got the app as well.
Mm-hmm.
They need... A little bit less. They just want the negative tests or whatever.
Yeah.
But touching down in Vancouver, I feel like that's going to be the big
that's
one. That's going to be
yeah.
the... They're really going to give me a grilling and like...
Well,
you know,
but I think they'll be nice because aren't Canadians nice?
I certainly... Well, you'd think they're nice, but that's... I'm hearing a lot of stories of them not being. And that's the thing about this pandemic situation is because Canadians, they might be nice, but they obey the rules.
Okay.
Right? Whereas... I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Americans tend to rebel against the rules a little bit more than I think all of the rest of the Western world. You know, all
the
mask,
Tea Party,
yeah, all the mask phobes and all that kind of shit. Whereas the honest truth is, in Canada, if there's lots of incidences of people quarantining with their families, which wasn't allowed, you're supposed to be in a hotel, and neighbors tell on them in Canada.
Really?
And I tried to argue with my parents about this, too. I was like, because I tried to say to my parents, I'll just quarantine at your... This was a year ago, too, when the quarantine rules were in, which are gone right now. I hope they stay away. But I was saying to my parents, I'll quarantine with you. And you're like, you're not allowed, Jay. You have to do it in a hotel. And I'm like... We could just do it. And they got angry. They're like,
really?
No, you cannot. Our neighbors will see us. They'll tell on us. And I'm like, holy shit.
Wow.
You get along with your... You had your neighbors over for tea the other night. Like, oh, yeah. But Canadians are
so where would you quarantine? In like outside? Like
you got to quarantine in a hotel, basically.
Okay.
Which is really weird because I think you can quarantine in a B&B as well. But, you know, so why can't I just say that my parents' basement is a B&B?
Yeah, like a moving and stuff like that. That's
great. So it's a little bit stressful, but you know, but it's life. That's life in the pandemic, and hopefully I can pull it off because
I
have not left.
Look, I think traveling now, it's like another thing that you have to do, you know, like with travel, because I just went through it and like, Yeah, it's annoying, but like, it's not that bad as you think about it. Like, it's much easier than you think about. Like, when I went to get the test in Italy, I was like, oh. And then they're like, nah, every pharmacy, you can just do it easily.
Yeah.
And then you just do it, and it was like 20 minutes, and that's it, and you're there, and that's it. And then in American Airlines, you have a thing called Verifly that you add all your stuff. Like,
Really? I haven't looked at coming back to America
yet. And then you put all that stuff, and then that's it. That was the whole thing to show, like, that's it, you're ready. You know, so it's like...
Verifly. Well, Verifly, that sounds...
Very.
That sounds like hip hop clothing.
No, like
I like the way you said Verifly.
No, it's not Verifly. Verifly. It's because we got like to Verifly.
Yeah, to verify that you can fly.
That you fly. Yes.
Yeah. That's yeah.
But like I think, but it's just. I mean, it's just. So you're gonna be fine, man. I think it's. Like,
I know. I just find it all.
And at the end of the day, you're going like to your country. So it's
I'm going home. I'm going to see my. I haven't seen my mom. Well, other than Skype or whatever, but I haven't seen my family.
Yeah.
You know, or hugged my mom in like almost 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be great to do all those things. But I do just find it a little bit stressful because of the and not just getting to Canada, but coming back. I want to come back. You know, I live here now.
Yeah.
And so that's a bit of a fear that the rules.
So will you?
Because if the rules change while I'm in Canada, or you know, like what if the borders close?
But would you jump over the wall? Is there walls in Canada? Like, would you go?
There's woods.
Would you jump over the waffle?
I would harness a moose.
Sorry, the maple.
I'll harness a moose and make my way through the Maine woods. Make my way through Stephen King territory and just arrive in northern Maine.
I think it'll be easier for you to...
I don't know why
to,
that was me on the
I mean, it's definitely easier for you to cross the border from Canada than from Mexico. Like, as you know, like, I think there's less, you know...
We do
and also, can
we
you
are
do,
the immigrants that and they're paying less like, attention to,
you could just do like
generally.
You could just do an American accent, you know, like...
I hope so.
Yeah, no, so they'd be like, hey.
Howdy there, fellow countryman.
I mean, I sound more American than you with that, man, you know. Like,
Fiance.
You don't have an American? I don't know.
Like, no, in fact, I just got a radio job the other day, and the lady said that she booked me because I had a nondescript, I think I sound Canadian, but she said I had a nondescript accent for Americans.
Oh, okay.
So yes, I guess I do have a little bit more of a universal.
But I think accent. Because of how you look, you have to sound a little southern.
Oh yeah, Well, we'll have to work on that.
No, I'm just saying. No,
howdy.
You have to work on it if you want to cross. If you want to get back.
I am American.
I mean, I don't know.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, like you sound like you have a problem. I am American.
No, but the thing
and I drool in my sleep.
Yeah, the shitty thing. Hi, I'm American. I like cheeseburgers. Let me in.
No, I think you have to work on it just in case.
Yeah, I'll try.
In case. Okay. I mean,
generally, I don't.
We got family. We almost got to get out here. But one thing that traveling advice that I do, and I don't know if you do this. I do every time I travel. I do kind of like dress myself to where I am.
Oh dear.
You know, like because to me it's like I think that's a like when people go like you know you don't want to look like you're a tourist. I never you know you don't want to look like you belong in the city. So like when I was in Italy, I bought my that little
you got
like,
a belt.
I bought a belt. I bought a European like purse thing that you wear.
Okay.
Because everybody wears that, which I love. I mean, it's great to put all your stuff.
I mean, you saying that was exactly what I was going to say you don't want to have is the touristy bum bag.
No, but I bought the one that's like the cool one.
Okay. All right.
Did you hear that?
Everybody
people.
At home, they told the tourist that he was buying the cool one.
I saw the one. But yeah, you got to look, you got to wear, you know, like, so it's like, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like, when you come back to the U.S., just wear.
Yeah, maybe don't wear a hockey team,
I think that's fine because it's still the NHL, you know.
No, my main it boils down to the same concerns I was telling before. So not only am I worried now about getting into Canada, but when I come back, I just need to get those good officers that are go, okay, cool, stamp, you're in.
Yeah,
my visa's still good, and I'm just afraid of. Well, whatever. You know what? It'll all be okay. But you're just afraid of getting a dick, aren't you?
I know,
who just goes, it's pandemic rules and we don't want to let Canadians in right now. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, that's the annoying part.
Because they won't have any of it. Because even if I'm like, I've got an apartment.
But that's why I mean, if you wear like, you know.
Maybe some.
Like what airport you're coming back from?
Maybe I'll have. My parents will. I always try to fly Halifax to Boston just to.
Yeah, so wear a Boston hat, and when you get there, you're like, "How about them socks, right? Patriots, right?
That's exactly what I was thinking, bro.
Just be like that. It's like, hey, where's my car?
I'll wait and see if I can see anything in the immigration officer, and if I. Yeah. Is that a Baltimore hat? All right, give me my Baltimore stuff. Yeah. Right, here we go. We're in.
That's what you have to do. That's what I mean. Just adjust because then they'll be like, oh, cool. Yeah, you know.
But yeah.
That's what I do.
That's what I'm hoping. Because my advice, I don't know anybody else who has to travel through Canadian airports. Toronto is a pain in the ass. So I don't like going through Toronto. Okay. I always find their officers are dicks. Whereas if you go, I'm from Nova Scotia, quaint little airport.
Yeah.
And if you get the American officer that's stationed in Nova Scotia, he'll look at your visa and he'll go, comedian in LA. Good job, man. And you're just in and you're off. So I try to fly. Sometimes I'll do Montreal, but I try to get to America as quickly as possible instead of the old Toronto route. Because in Toronto, they're just, it's where the assholes congregate, I find. So
in that note,
everything will go smoothly, you know. And,
yeah, you'll be fine, man.
It's where I am right now. If I am there right now, everybody at home. So
if not, we're going to be having a...
If not, I'm drunk here with Francisco.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. But
missing
like,
a funeral.
But yeah, like hope you have a great trip.
Thanks, buddy.
Hope you enjoy. Hope you see your family and have fun shows.
It should be lots of fun. And, come on, see me.
If you're in Canada, go see him. Go. What are you?
Not in only Eastern Canada. You can't because the rest of you are in a bubble. So you can't. You can't go further than New Brunswick. But I'll be in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick.
Go watch JJ and then also subscribe to our channel. Like obviously. Got any questions, please let us know. You know, stand by with JJ and Francisco in all the platforms. Follow us at the Comedy Store Network Podcast as well. Thank you for having us, JJ. Have fun. And
cheers, bro.
We'll see you when you get back.
See you shortly.